and great is your faithfulness. Lord, we are grateful unto you. Father, we do not take this for granted. We give you all the glory, our Father, in Jesus' name. The Bible says it's not of him that will, nor of him that will, but God has showed mercy. Thank you for showing us mercy as individual, even as family, as a church. Lord, we are grateful unto you. Through your mercy, you have gathered us together again this morning. Lord, we return all the glory unto you in Jesus' name. Lord, as you have come before the throne of your grace this morning, even to obtain mercy, to find grace to help in times of need, Father, we pray. As we hear your word this morning, please, Lord, transform our lives in Jesus' name. Be merciful and be gracious unto us in Jesus' name. Father, we ask, O Lord, that through your word today, bring healing and deliverances even unto us in Jesus' name. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good tidings even to the poor, to set the captive free, to open the prison door to the prisoner, to heal the brokenhearted. Father, this we are asking from you, O Lord, today. Let the captive be set free. Let the brokenhearted be healed. Let the discouraged be encouraged. Let the prisoner be set free in the name of Jesus. Let the unsaved be saved. Let the backslider be restored in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit divine, the Bible says you will teach us all things and you will bring into our remembrance all things. Without you, we can do nothing. We pray that you will take your place even in our midst this hour in Jesus' name, and you will give us even revelation of your words in Jesus' name. And help us, O Lord, even to be able to put this into practice in our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you because you are faithful. Every distraction within and without, we subdue in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. We appreciate you because we hear and answer prayer. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are all welcome in Jesus' name. By the special grace of God, we are going to be looking at the message that is titled, Remember Me. Remember Me. That is the title of the message this morning. Remember Me. And let's quickly turn our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, to see where the title is taken from. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. I will read. It says, then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm sure every one of us can relate with this title, Remember Me. Everybody wants to be remembered for good. Nobody wants to be remembered for evil. There are times that it may appear that the Lord has forgotten you. There are times. Every one of us, at any point in time, we might have gotten to that level where we think, oh, God has forgotten us. Or enemy may want us, enemy may want to take advantage of your present circumstances. So say that the Lord has forgotten you. But that is not true. That is not true. So let's see a few examples in the Bible where some people, they got to the point where they think, oh, it looks as if God has forgotten them. Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2. That is David talking here. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? And from the words of my groaning, oh, my God, I cry in daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, I'm not silent. Praise the Lord. Let's equally look at the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, our perfect example. Matthew 27, verse 45 to 46. Matthew 27, 45 to 46 says, now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was a darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Praise the Lord. So that tells us that you and I were not alone. So if Jesus Christ could say, my God, why are you forsaking me? Then it tells us there are times in our life too that we'll get to that point where we'll think, oh, God has forgotten us. But the good news is that God has not forgotten us. Let's see Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15. Verse 15 to 16. Isaiah 49, 15 to 16. Say, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands. Your words are continually before me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So looking at this tells us very clearly that God cannot forget you. God cannot forget me. Look at where the, how the Bible describes where he's keeping us, right in the palm of his hand. You cannot hold something in your hand except you slip up that you forget that it's in your hand. You cannot. So God, that's where God placed you. That's where God placed me. Then what do we mean by it's now saying, remember me? So what do we mean? According to 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, it means different things. Number one, it means a request for his divine intervention or immediate attention. So when we say, remember me, so we're asking God for divine intervention or immediate attention. Matthew 27, verse 46, that is exactly what Jesus Christ was talking about there. Jesus Christ needed God's immediate attention. He's not saying God has forgotten him. No, far, far, far from it. So the same thing in your own case. Many a times you may say, remember me. This is what it means. Again, it may mean a dire need for divine visitation that brings a notable transformation in your life, in my life. So you are desperate in need of divine visitation that will bring a notable transformation. Luke chapter 18, verse 38 to 39. Luke chapter 18, verse 38 to 39. We all know the story of blind Bartimaeus. How he cried. He said, Son of David, have mercy on me. And if we read further, the Bible says, Jesus Christ is too still. He's too still. So that was somebody who's desperate in need of, you know, divine visitation. So when you say, remember me, it may mean this also. Again, it may mean a total submission for God's help. You are surrendering for God's help completely. You do not have any help of your own. All your help has failed. So now you totally submitted in for God's help. Psalm 121 verse 1. Psalm 121 verse 1, it says, I look up unto the hill where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. So a total submission for God's help. Praise the Lord. So now we can see what remember means. It doesn't mean that God has forgotten you. Let's look at how do you activate God's immediate attention. So we have said remember means, or it may mean, you need God's immediate attention. So permit me to now replace that with immediate attention. So how do you activate God's immediate attention? So we're going to look at about 5 points quickly, because by the special grace of God, I want us to pray this morning. So number one, when you desperately cry to the Lord, desperate cry to the Lord, we are not talking about crocodile cry. We are talking of you are crying unto the Lord desperately. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. It says, now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. They cried desperately unto the Lord. So when you cry to God desperately in your need, you get God's immediate attention. Number two, when you partake of Holy Communion, some of us, we take this for granted. We don't know the implication of this. So there is power, you know, that is attached to Holy Communion. So when every other thing seems to have failed, and you need God's immediate attention, even as a family, you can gather together and take Holy Communion. You don't have to wait until even the church calls for this. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. He said, now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Exodus 14, verse 30. Exodus 14, verse 30. Says, so the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptian dead on the seashore. I don't know what has been troubling you. And you are crying unto God, God, remember me. Those things, you will see them gone forever in Jesus' name. Another point, another thing that you can do to activate God's immediate attention, make an acceptable sacrifice. Sacrifice that is acceptable unto God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 tells us that I beseech you by the mercy of God, make yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And this is your reasonable service. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6, 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible tells us that Solomon, he gave 1,000 burnt offering even unto the Lord. And if we go to the next verse, we see exactly what God did there. But we're going to see that later. So make an acceptable sacrifice unto God. You know, when we say sacrifice, you may not have to go and kill 1,000, animal as a burnt offering. But God is looking for a sacrifice that is pleasing unto him. It may even be your time, it may even be your resources. Whatever it is that can go, that can be of benefit to the kingdom of God, that you have sacrificially given unto God, and God see your heart, that this is not convenient for you at all, but you are pouring out your heart even unto God. That's what God is looking for. So it doesn't have to be anything expensive. So whatever you have that you can give unto God sacrificially, God is looking for it. Make a redeemable vow. When we say make a redeemable vow, you have to be very careful here. There are times people make vows and those vows may not even be realistic, or for whatever reason, they chose not to redeem that vow. But when you make a redeemable vow unto the Lord, God honors it. Look at Anna in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11 that we read. The Bible says, then she made a vow. She made a vow unto the Lord. And what was that vow? He said, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. So she needed a child. And she made a vow unto the Lord. He said, I will give you this child. She doesn't even care if that is the only child that God has given unto her. She said, I will give this child back unto you. And the child will serve you all the days of his life. So make a realistic and redeemable vow. Maybe, for instance, you are looking for a job. You are jobless. And you don't even have any income. So what stops you from saying, God, if you give me this job, I'm going to give you back part of it. So you have nothing to lose. You have a lot to gain. You are better off than to be jobless. So a vow that is redeemable, vow that is realistic, not just talking, carelessly, something that you will not even remember that you have said. God is not looking for people that will talk carelessly. The last point there, when you dare the consequences of not compromising your faith, God is always excited when he sees people that are ready to dare the consequences of not compromising their faith. So you are ready to face the consequences just because of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. It says that by faith, I'm reading from verse 24 now. Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 24 to 25. Said, by faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. So there are people all around you that are enjoying sin. Sin has become enjoyable unto them. But you may just be one out of 1,000, and you chose not to be part of it. You make up your mind that you are not going to compromise your faith. Let everybody marginalize you. Let everybody call you names. Let them sideline you. Let them say your own is too much. And you want to stand on the side of God. God is looking for people like that. And God will always be moved when he sees people like that. Remember Joseph. Joseph said, how can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? He refused to compromise his faith. Remember Daniel. Remember Meshach, Abednego. All these people, they were not going to compromise their faith. But God did not let them down. God moved in their situation. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to look at when God remembers you, what happened? When God remembers you, what happened? Because we're looking at the message that is starting to remember me. So when God remembers you, what happened? Number one, kings will have sleepless nights and they will have nightmares. They will be troubled when God remembers you. Esther chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. Esther chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. The Bible says that night, the king could not sleep. So one was commanded to bring the book of records of Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, the doorkeepers who are sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 41, verse 8. Genesis chapter 41, verse 8. The Bible says, now it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all his wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was no one who could interpret them to Pharaoh. Why? Because God has remembered, you know, these people. God remembered Mordecai. God remembered Joseph. And look at what began to happen to these kings. They lost their sleep completely. They were troubled. Their spirit were troubled. The same thing that God is going to do when God remembers you. So when you are crying to God, remember me, you should understand what you are saying. So kings are going to be troubled. People in a position of influence, people in a position of power who are standing in your way, they will be troubled. They will lose their sleep. They will suddenly develop insomnia. They will not be able to sleep until they have fixed that problem. And that will be your portion and my portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Number two, kings will give you an open check. Open check. Esther chapter 5, verse 3. Esther chapter 5, verse 3. And the king said to her, what do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom. The same thing was repeated in Esther chapter 7, verse 2. The same thing was repeated. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6, verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible says, on that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask, what shall I give you? Even look at God himself. Because he made a burnt offering unto God in verse 6. The Bible says, that night, that same night, even God appeared unto him. He said, tell me what you want. You have disturbed me too much. Just tell me what you want. I am ready to do whatever you want me to do. Open check. You receive an open check even from God when God remembers you. Praise the Lord. Number three, deliverance from persistent oppression. Deliverance from persistent oppression. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. Exodus chapter 3, from verse 7 to 8. Says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their tax masters, for I know their sorrow. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Praise the Lord. Look at what the Bible says. He said, I have come down. God himself had to come down to deliver the Israelites. He said, I have come down. So when God remembers you, God himself will come down and rescue you. It does not matter where you are, God will come down when he remembers you, and he will come and rescue you. Praise the Lord. Number four, waters of affliction and stagnation will cease. Waters of affliction and stagnation will suddenly cease. Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Said, then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided because God remembered Noah. If God had not remembered Noah at that point in time, Noah would remain in that ark, only for God knows. And he cannot move forward. He would just be there. But God remembered him. So, same thing, when God remembers you, all forms of affliction, stagnation, they will come to an end. And that will be your portion and my portion in Jesus' name. The last point there, tears will be wiped away. Your mouth will be filled with laughter when God remembers you. We are looking at when God remembers you, what happened. Tears will be wiped away. Your mouth will be filled with laughter. Genesis chapter 21. Genesis chapter 21, verse 6 to 7. Genesis 21 from verse 6 to 7. And Sarah said, God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me. She also said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah will nurse children, but I have borne him a son in his old day. When God remembers you, you know, we all know the story about these people, how they have waited for that long. But God remembered them, and God put laughter into their mouth, and God wiped away every tears, years of lamentation. God wiped everything away, and that will be your portion and my portion in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Like I told us, we're going to spend some time to pray. Actually, what I was intending to do for us is to pray very well this morning. But we have gone through this title, the message that is titled, Remember Me. And we've had some understanding of what it means when we say, remember me. It's not saying that God has forgotten us, but we're asking God for immediate attention, even in our situation. But be rest assured that it does not matter what you are going through. And we have seen even the case of David. We have seen the case of Jesus, who said, my God, why have you forsaken me? So it's not peculiar to you. There are situations you find yourself and you say, oh, it looks as if God has forsaken you. It is God has not forsaken you. So be rest assured in the word of God and have faith in the word of God. God has not forgotten you. God has not forsaken you. He cannot forsake you. But at that point in time, you need to rise on your feet and begin to pray aggressively and begin to cry unto the Lord that God remember me. And as you persistently cry unto the Lord that God remember you, God will surely remember you. Let's be on our feet and let us cry together to God even this morning that God will remember you, God will remember me. God will visit us in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want us to sing this song before we begin to pray. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Today, today, today. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Today, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Today, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. People of God, I must be honest with us. It's not just enough to say, God, remember me. Let's look at what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 24. I want us to read that as we before we begin to pray. Proverbs chapter 24, because I want us to pray a prayer before we begin to ask God to remember us. Proverbs 24, Proverbs chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24. He said, because I have called you, I have called and you have refused. I have stretched out my hands and no one regarded. And if you go to verse 28, he said, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. So there's a time for us to make amendment before we begin to pray. This is the time. It's not just enough to begin to say, God, remember me. But do you remember God? So you are going to ask God for mercy. Be sincere before God this morning. Ask God for mercy on where he has called you and you did not answer him. Where you have rejected his counsel. Begin to mend your way with God before we begin to pray. God is a merciful God. Ask that God will have mercy on you. If you know that you have not, God has been calling you, have been answering, pray for other people. Begin to raise a crown to the Lord that God will have mercy on you. God will have mercy on me. God will have mercy on us as a church. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he has called us, we have not answered him. Where he has instructed us, we have rejected his counsel. Let us begin to ask for mercy. Even as an individual, as a family, as a church this morning, begin to mend your way. Begin to reconcile with God. Begin to make a new amendment, even with your ways with God this morning. In the name of Jesus, Almighty Father, I join my brethren, O Lord, even this morning. And Lord, we are asking, O Lord, that you will search our lives as individuals. Father, where you have called us and we have not answered you, where you have given us counsel and we have rejected you, Lord, we plead for mercy. Have mercy upon us, even as individuals, as a church this morning. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we plead with you, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Do not reject us as your people, O Lord. Remember your mercy, O Lord. Remember the blood of Jesus and show us mercy, O Lord, this day, even as we raise a crown to you, O Lord, even for me, immediate attention, O God, in our lives. Lord, hear us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Esther chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. That we read Esther chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. The Bible says that night, the king could not sleep. Someone was commanded to bring the book of the records of Chronicles, and they were read before the king, and it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana, Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, the doorkeepers who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. So you are going to pray. You're going to pray, Father, in your mercy, remember me today. Trouble the spirit of my divine helper. Until approvals to my promotion is completed. Before you begin to pray, I want you to understand the prayer I'm praying. Promotion may not be the applicable thing to you here. If you have a project proposal, you have a business proposal, use it to begin to replace it. For you to understand that this prayer is biblical. Ruth chapter 3, verse 18. The same thing that Naomi prayed, even for Ruth. He said, the man that is supposed to help you will not rest until he has completed the matter today. So begin to raise a cry unto the Lord. That Father, have mercy upon me. Remember me today. Trouble the spirit of my divine helper. Until all approvals to my promotion is completed. Until all approval to my business proposal is completed. Until all approval to my project proposal is completed. Whatever that is applicable to you, begin to pray on it. In the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, Lord, we come before you, God, even as your people, O Lord, this morning. And I join my faith with all my brethren, O Lord. Lord, we are asking that you show us mercy. Remember us, Lord. Remember me and my household. Remember all my brethren, O Lord. Remember every man, every woman, O Lord, represented in Jesus' palace, Lord. Father, we raise a crown to remember us today.
today, oh Lord, because you are a God of remembrance. Lord, you are the one that remember Anna. Lord, remember us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you remember us. Lord, begin to trouble, oh Lord, even the spirit of our divine helpers, Lord, until all approvers, oh Lord, even to our promotion is completed, until all approvers to our project proposal is completed, until all approvers to our business proposal is completed, in the name of Jesus, Almighty Father. The Bible says you trouble even the spirit of Pharaoh, that Pharaoh was troubled in the morning. Almighty Father, we ask that we begin to trouble, oh Lord, even the spirit of our divine helper. Lord, activate them, oh Lord. Let them begin, oh Lord, to help us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, every prayer, oh Lord, prepare, sir, we are brought before them, Lord. Let there be approval. Indeed, it's approval. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. The Bible said, then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the earth. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. You can imagine, if God did not remember him, what will happen to him? He will remain there. He can't move forward. He will be stagnated. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, he said, it shall come to pass, the yoke shall be taken away from our neck, the body from our shoulder, and the yoke shall be destroyed by the receiving of anointing. You are going to raise a crown to the Lord. You are going to pray that by the blood of Jesus, Father, remember me. Remember me and my household today. Break every yoke of stagnation, limitation, and affliction in my life, and let me move forward in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, break every yoke of stagnation, limitation in my life, and let me move forward in the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, Lord, the Bible said that you remember Noah. Lord, you remember Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the earth. Lord, by the blood of Jesus, remember me and every member of my house. So, because the Bible says you remember Noah and every living thing and all the animals will open that were with him in the earth. Remember me and my household, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, remember me and my household today, oh God. Lord, and break every yoke of stagnation, limitation, oh God. Every yoke of afflictions, oh God, in our life. Lord, and move us forward, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every family represented in Jesus' power. Lord, remember every family, Lord, and the household, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you remember Noah and all the living things and all the animals that were with him in the earth. Lord, every family represented in Jesus, Father, we bring the whole everyone before you, Lord, this morning. Lord, every child, every God, Lord, every man, every woman in this family, remember them, oh Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let every yoke of stagnation, limitation, and affliction be broken and move everyone forward in the name of Jesus. Yoke of limitation, oh God, in the life of every individual, in the life of every family, Lord, we break them, oh Lord, by the blood of Jesus, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let everyone begin to move forward in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let everyone begin to advance, oh Lord, begin to progress, oh Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let stagnation cease, Lord. Let limitation cease, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus, we break every yoke of stagnation in the life of our brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the life of your people. We destroy every yoke of limitation in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Genesis 21, verse 6 to 7. Genesis 21, verse 6 to 7. The Bible says, and Sarah said, God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me. She said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah will nurse children, but have borne him a son in his old day? Praise the Lord. You're going to pray. Father, remember me today. Turn my lamentation to laughter. tears to testimonies. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray, because the Bible says, when the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dreamed. Our mouths have been filled with laughter, and our tongues have been filled with singing, and the eating will say, the Lord has done great upon their glad. And that was the experience of Sarah here. If God could do that for Sarah, God could do the same thing for you. Your home may not be looking for children, but you know exactly what you are looking for. You know what exactly what you are trusting God for. You know where you are saying, God, remember me. When you are in your closet, you know what you are telling God. When nobody is around you, you know what is troubling your heart. Begin to pour your heart before God this morning. Even as Anna pour your heart, even before the living God, pour your heart before the living God and ask God to remember you. Our God is the God of remembrance. He will surely remember you. Almighty Father, we turn our feet together, oh God, even this morning as your people, oh Lord. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. As you be seated, it does not even matter even how long it took, but Lord, you appear even in a situation you made out to lie. Even at the end of the day, Lord, we are asking from you, Lord, this morning, remember us, Lord, as your people, oh Lord. Every member of Jesus, Father, remember us, Lord, as your people. Turn our lamentation even to laughter, turn our tears to testimonies. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, when the Lord turned around, they captured us. Zion. They were like them that dreaming. Now, I shall be filled with laughter. Our children shall be filled with singing. And the evening we say, Lord, I don't get it for them. And they are glad. Lord, this is our outcry, oh Lord, this day. I bring, oh Lord, every member of Jesus passing over before you, every man, every woman, every child, every adult, oh Lord. We are asking, oh Lord, remember us. In the name of our Lord Jesus, as individual, as family, remember us. As a church, oh Lord, remember us, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus, wipe away, oh Lord, every tear. In the name of our Lord Jesus, let lamentation turn to laughter. In the name of Jesus, let tears, oh God, turn to testimony. In the name of our Lord Jesus, visit us, Lord, individually, family wise, oh Lord, as a child. In the name of our Lord Jesus, remember us, Lord. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
As you are praying, it was impressed on my heart that let's pray the same prayer, even for our land, our nation, that the Lord will remember us in this land, in this nation. There are a lot of unrighteousness taking place, and it will look as if we are helpless. And this is affecting even the future, not just the future, even the life of our children now. Not to talk of the future. I want us to begin to raise a crown to the Lord. That Lord will remember us in this time, in this nation. That righteousness will be enthroned. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, every law that contradicts even the law of God, that the Lord will begin to destroy it. In the name of Jesus, the same God that moved during the time of Esther, that gave people to Esther, even on open share, and he made Esther able to rewrite and to change even the law that was missing, even wrote, even written against the children of God. Let's begin to pray that the same God will move in our land, in our nation. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to destroy every ungodly law that is affecting our life, that is affecting even the way we live our life, that is affecting even the future of our children. In the name of Jesus, Almighty Father, we join our faith together this morning as a church, oh Lord. We are asking, remember us, Lord. Remember our land. Remember our nation. Remember, oh Lord, even the city of remember all of the promise of our pastor. Remember the nation of Canada, oh Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we are asking, oh Lord, that every ungodly law that has been, oh Lord, you know, have been, oh Lord, written even over this land, over this nation, let it be destroyed, let it suffer, oh God, even sudden death. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in your name we reverse it by the blood of Jesus. Every law that is promoting righteousness, that is promoting immorality, that is affecting, oh Lord, even our lives, affecting the life of our children, that is, oh God, put there, intended to destroy even the future of our children. Father, we destroy it. Let end come to it. We are the same yesterday and forever. As you move, oh Lord, even on behalf of Esther and Mordecai, who raise a cry, oh God, even concerning their land, concerning their future, Lord, and you moved, oh Lord, and you gave Esther, even on open share, even to write exactly what you wanted. Almighty God, we raise a crown to you. Remember our land. Remember our nation. In the name of Jesus, let your people of God, Lord, be destroyed, be canceled. We rest here in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you have set us over this kingdom, over this nation, to pull down, to approve, to destroy, to plant, and to build. We stand upon the integrity of your word, and Lord, we approach, oh God, every form of ungodliness, every form of unrighteousness, every form of evil, oh Lord, that has been planted over this land, over this nation, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, every antichrist, oh God, Lord, we approach it with the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Lastly, you are going to pray Psalm 3, verse 2. The book of Psalm, chapter 3, verse 2. Say, many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. I don't know who has said that about you. They may not come to you directly. In their heart, they have said that. But I can tell you, I've had people say that concerning him. And I'm sure they have said that concerning many of you, if you have been following the way of God. So, but the Bible says, we see that speak and come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. You are going to raise a crown to the Lord that Father, that Almighty God will permanently silence all your mockers who have said, where is your God? And that was exactly what happened to Hannah. We remember the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1, that 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 6, it says, a rival also provoke her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. And in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies. And if you go to verse 5, the Bible says, those who are full have hired themselves, half for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne seven. Can you imagine? So from verse chapter 1, look at what God began to do in the life of Anna. The same Anna that they provoke her severely. They make her life miserable. She wept and wept and wept and wept. And they said, where's your God? That you do not have any God. Your God cannot help you. You are going to raise a crown to God. That same God who intervened in the life of Anna, who appeared, who reversed the situation of Anna. Anna that was barren. And the Bible says she now had seven children. Begin to raise a crown to that living God. Brethren, I want you to pray with understanding. Pray that the Lord will permanently silence all your mockers who have said, where is your God? Pray in the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, Lord, we turn our face together as your people. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you permanently silence all our mockers who have said, where is our God? Lord, in any way, hold on, that I have been more. In any way, my wife is being more. In any way, my children have been more. In any way, oh God, my brethren have been more. Lord, and they say, where is our God? Lord, arise, arise, oh Lord, even as you did, even for Anna, permanently silent, oh Lord, even all our mockers, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Pastor, you can take over. I'm sorry for taking extra attention.